Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And it is all about Mississippi barbecue. If you're just tuning in, put your feet on the floor, get out the bed, and get ready to do a little barbecue today. Because it might be cold where you are, but it's going to be hot once you get it fired up. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's cooking is we're going to roll on down to Greenwood, Mississippi, and talk to one of the legends of the Delta Country. His name is Spoonie from Spoonie's Barbecue. Good morning to you, Spoonie.
Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, great to talk to you again. And I'm here with my partner, Jop, and we just want to delve into a little bit of Delta Country and try and figure out why it is that all the great barbecue from Mississippi tends to be up in your neck of the woods.
You know, Greenwood is known for good food. And I'm telling you another thing about the Delta. Not only the Delta, you got various places that really cook out of, they use those smokers. What I mean by the smoker, they use those brick.
Pit barbecue.
Pit barbecue. I'll use me for an example now. That's what I used to cook up in Kansas City, some pit barbecue grills. Which I'm saying, it makes your food come much better and even cook faster. But now, up in this little small little town, we use grills, like cast iron grill or some of that nature. You know, but I prefer cooking with one old pit because I can cook more. For an example, when I was in Kansas City, I used to cook 20 cases of ribs in one day.
That's a bunch.
I was young then, you know. Nowadays, I wouldn't even look in there like that.
So you told me that you tend to use pecan because that's what you've got in your area.
Yeah, that's what I use, pecan in this area. So we got plenty of pecan trees.
I love pecan.
We can get that hickory, but you got to go out and like carrots, which is like a little sublet. I think I said that right. But yep. Anyway, but a lot of snakes.
Yeah, that hickory's full of snakes.
Yeah, full of snakes, man. So I don't even. Now, every so often, somebody might drop me something off, but I prefer to use the pecan because it's so close to me.
I don't think there's anything better than pecan anyway. It's one of my favorites. Peach and pecan are just beautiful woods to smoke with.
Hey, Spoonie, tell me about your flavor profile. If you're going to do one of, you know, five of those racks of ribs rather than 20 cases, what are you doing for a dry rub?
Well, now, I got about five different seasons I do for the dry rub. That's what makes mine taste so different. For one reason, see, your season need to blend in with your wood.
That's true.
See, all I do with that charcoal, I just get that charcoal good and warm, then I throw that log on there, and that's where your flavor come in with your season. But I'm going to tell you the main thing when you cook, though. You got to pray with it. As I rub, I be praying, can the God make it right? And it'll come out right.
That's always good.
Can't get a better helper than that.
I put him before it. As I rub, I've been saying, bless you, Jesus. And I've been doing this for, what? I was in Kansas for 20, and I'm back here going on 25. I've been living for 45 years. But you know a good thing about it? You got to love what you're doing.
Amen.
That's right. Spoonie, you're holding back on me, brother. I still haven't heard what you use for your flavor profile. I appreciate that you got a little divine intervention going, but what kind of seasonings do you got there, too?
Well, I'm not going to give you all my seasonings.
Well, okay, give me one.
But I'm going to give you two.
There we go.
All right, then. You got to put that tenderize on it. That's one of the most important things. Put that tenderizer on. Not no any tenderizer. You need to use that plain tenderizer. You don't need that seasoned tenderizer. You need plain tenderizer. And then, at the end of the day, you put that last spring on it. You put some paprika on it. And then you rub it in.
Some what?
Paprika.
Oh.
Oh.
Yep. You put your paprika on last, huh?
Exactly. Then I'm going to tell you one more thing. And then I'm going to leave you alone. Look out. Get you some liquid smoke.
Okay. So I got tenderizer.
On it, then you, when you put that paprika on it, do that liquid smoke and rub it in. All that stuff on saute together.
Ooh. Sounds good, Spoony. Sounds good, man. Now,
don't get that grill too hot now.
Oh, okay. What's too hot?
Well, what you cooking with, like a regular smoker or an electric smoker?
A regular one.
Okay. Well, see, I got one of my old-fashioned arms. You know, I cook by time. I time my stuff. I know what time I put it on, I know what time to check it out. But I tell you, a good thing to do, keep flipping it. And like every 30 to 45 minutes, you check on it, depending on how high you got the grill now and how big your log is.
Do you ever mop it?
I don't mop it until I finish.
Okay.
Because one thing about it, when you mop it, as you cook, it starts sticking to them drapes. And that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I got a thing I use. I say you want it dry wet. That's when I serve. I don't put sauce on it until I get ready to serve. A lot of people don't want sauce.
Right.
So I'm here to serve both sides.
So watching your temperature is always a big deal. Of course, the type of wood you're using. Now, I tend to use charcoal out of Tennessee. It's called Parker, Pure Mountain Charcoal out of Central Tennessee. It's the best charcoal I've ever found. And then for flavor wood, I'm going to use whatever I've got in the woods. I've got a lot of hickory. I've got oak. I got cherry pits.
Oak cooked too fast for me.
Well, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, it gets hot real quick. It'll burn.
Yeah, I suppose the equipment you have has a lot to do with how you can control your temperature. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah. The cherry, I've never tried cherry. They said, but you know, but I did at a time that I know any kind of fruit tree is good to cook with.
You're right.
Apple, stuff like that. But I don't like cooking with oak. It cooks too fast.
Yep. So your pecan is right in line with that being a fruit tree. So that
would be a nut tree.
Well.
Yeah, but I like cooking with hickory because the places that I started cooking at up in Kansas City, that's what they use up in Canada. They use hickory.
Mm-hmm. Because they have a bunch of it.
Hickory, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I live in the woods. I got a bunch of hickory.
Yeah, man. I like cooking with hickory, man. I miss that old hickory taste.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, when you working with different people, you got to cook what they bring in there. But, you know, I got adapted to hickory until I ended up coming back to Greenwood. And so now I'm stuck on this pecan.
Well, Spoony, we've got to wrap this up. We're out of time, but we just want to encourage anybody to, if they're traveling through Greenwood, Mississippi, and you've got an event going on, to check out Spoony's Barbecue. And you can find him online, and we sure appreciate spending time with you, brother.
I appreciate talking to you, man.
All right. We'll be back. All right.
Spoony, he's got himself some local flavor there going on, man. That's kind of cool.
He's been smoking as long as you've been alive.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a cook, too, so that's a good thing. But he's genuine. That's the real deal right there. But coming up next, we're going to go down to Abe's Barbecue in Clarksville, Mississippi. Abe might take a little different take on what's going on in his barbecue world. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.